In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. Well, Betty was somebody that I knew quite well, and somebody who will certainly be missed. On Saturday, I was called to go to the hospital to see her. And we were talking, and Betty was asleep, and we were talking about what we should do. And all of a sudden, Betty woke up. So I went over with my oil, and I said, "Betty, we're going to pray with you." And she said, "Okay, well, tell me a joke first." And then as I was praying with her, Betty giggled the entire time. And then at the end, she says, "Okay, I'm ready." And I don't remember who, but somebody said, "Ready for what?" She says, "I'm ready to go see Jesus now." That was Betty, in a nutshell. Upbeat, great sense of humor, a joy to be around. But don't let the 90-year-old little lady fool you. She was a tech-savvy person, too. She was a long-time and very active member of this church. She always said it was the highlight of her week. Betty was a generous and welcoming person. She was a very kind person, someone who loved Jesus sincerely. And that love showed in the joy that she carried with her all the time. I really don't think I ever saw her in a bad mood. Our gospel reading today, in John, Jesus says the words, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life." That right there, friends, is the cornerstone of the Christian faith. If nothing else we know that Christ has brought us eternal life. It's Christ's gift to us. And because we hear Christ's voice, we too pass from death to life. The word gospel, so we talk about this word a lot in the church. The word gospel comes from an old English word, actually two English words, good spell, which means good news, good words. So that's what we always talk about, the good news, it literally means. And there's nothing more basic to Christianity than this passing from life to death. That is the good news that we always talk about. But you know, we often get this backwards. We sometimes think, we don't think in terms of it being Christ's gift. And we put a lot on ourselves. We feel responsible for carrying not only the world on our shoulders, but sometimes we feel responsible for putting our own salvation on our shoulders. We have to work harder. We have to heal ourselves. We have to be perfect. And sometimes, whether we admit it or not, we think that in imitating Christ means that we have to be our own savior. It just got to be a little bit better. And this can be very frustrating because we ultimately find that we can struggle with trying to be our own savior. And then the next step of this is we think of eternal life as a reward for being good. It's my cookie for being nice. You know, if I do what Jesus wants me to, I say my prayers and tip my barista, that'll get me into heaven. But the reality is it's the other way around. We don't have to be our own savior because we already have a savior. It is Christ who brings eternal life. It's a gift to us. It's unearned grace. It's just God's love saying, "Here, take it." And then in gratitude or in imitation of Christ, then we show kindness, forgiveness, generosity, and all those good things. That's how faith works. And so when we see an example of this good life, somebody like Betty, when we see someone who has this kind of joy in their life, it's not just somebody who's trying to get into heaven. It's that they are living fully in the assurance of God's grace. That should be a model for us. Should be a model to live fully in the assurance of this grace. To be without fear. Have gratitude for all the things that God has done for us. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that we're not going to pass through difficulties. It does not mean we can't be sad sometimes. It's okay to be sad today. Grief is a normal part of life, and death is a time of grief. God created each one of us with these natural emotions, and loss is always going to bring sadness. Even when we know that our sister has risen to glory and is with her Savior, she has eternal life promised that she was promised, but we're still going to miss her. It's the way that life works. It's the way our emotions work. It's okay. But even in that grief, we know that God will bring healing. The prophet Isaiah wrote that God is going to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. God's promise to us is that whatever ill we are experiencing, we will be healed. And all that is wrong will be turned to good. That, friends, is the gospel. That is the good news. And this is what we, of people of faith, believe in. This is what we have faith in. That if we struggle, God will take up our trials. If we mourn, God will mend our brokenness. And even if we die, or when we die, God will bring us to life. There is nothing, not even loss or death, that can separate us from God's love. And for that, we can be grateful and joyful. Amen.